On June 29, 1969, the gay world shifted with the Stonewall Rebellion, celebrated every year with Pride Month. Before Stonewall, though, a gay subculture which combined gender fluidity and raucous, often cutting humor, had grown up in an atmosphere that was both tribal and secretive. After Stonewall, that subculture grew, and while never quite mainstream, it came close as more and more gay men came out of the closet and drag took center stage at cabarets and even on and off Broadway. Costume designer par excellence Howard Crabtree in 1987 with his friends began creating musicals, and after the success off Broadway of a show called Whoop-Dee-Doo, he designed a comedy revue to feature his costumes and music and lyrics by his friends Mark Waldrop and Dick Gallagher. That review was When Pigs Fly, which plays at New Conservatory Theater through June 10th. A thin thread tells the story of how high schooler Howard Crabtree wants to put on a musical and his teacher tells him he'll have success only when pigs fly. So Howard goes to work with his friends and this review is the result. In the intervening years since the show was first produced, much has changed for the gay community. Out actors and politicians have proliferated, and with the advent of gay marriage, many young gays and lesbians no longer need or even know their own cultural past. Today, over 20 years after the show was produced, with the advent of an extremist homophobic right-wing regime in Washington, past oppression comes full circle to hit all of us in the face, which is why it's appropriate that with all the shout-outs to older gay culture, this particular production has new material, revised for New Conservatory and an upcoming New York production and written by lyricist Mark Waldrop. In particular, there's the three-part Torch Song segments performed by Ryan Vasquez. Very funny, they turn serious at the end. Humor keeps us alive, but fascism is no joke. The performers are all great, with a shout-out to rubber-faced David Bitcher, who gives Lucille Ball a run for her money and steals every scene he's in. And credit also goes to costume designers Wes Crane, Carrie Fitch, and George R. Hernandez, costumes created in tribute to the originals by Howard Crabtree, and over 60 are used during the course of the show. Howard Crabtree died of AIDS just days after finishing his work on When Pigs Fly, and almost exactly 17 years after Stonewall. AIDS is never mentioned in the show, but it does add a layer of depth to all the clowning. Howard Crabtree, in his final days, knew something that gay culture has always known and we need to know today, that humor is the perfect antidote to despair. Howard Crabtree's When Pigs Fly plays at New Conservatory Theater in San Francisco through June 10th. For more information, you can go to nctcsf.org. I'm Richard Walensky on Bay Area Theater for KPFA.